rub all over that fish, and you got to rub down.
Children painted fish with rubber stencils, made beavers out of rocks, and even threw balls into bins to learn how to recycle at the 14th annual Bear River Celebration, which highlights all the things that a healthy watershed provides. Sam Saltern, who played the basketball game, says recycling's important.
Because if you don't recycle, the whole world would be garbage.
A band played music while children and families were free to walk around to different attractions that were set up at booths. Visitors could get their bags stamped at each place. Whoever went to every station could get a free hat. People from water and wildlife groups came to the event to educate children and families. One of them was Peter Ferguson from Stokes Nature Center, who brought parts of animals for children to touch, such as an antelope horn, an eagle talon, and skin from a snake named Gonzo. Ferguson says he would like to get kids interested enough to one day either become naturalists or to just appreciate nature.
We all need to be stewards of nature, so we need to take care of it, and the best way to take care of it is if you actually learn about it, know about it, start being interested in it, start caring about it.
That's a tortoise eating an apple. People from the Ogden Nature Center, including Shawnee Sawyer, brought him to the event to educate people about tortoises. Sawyer says the more people know about animals like the tortoise, the more desire they'll have to care for them.
I think when it comes to endangered species, people like to think of nice, fluffy, cute things, and you don't really think of a tortoise as something you want to save or protect. But they're really important to the environment and the habitat, so we want to make sure that we protect them, and they're really cool.
More bait? Where's your pole at?
Just off the park by the pond, poles were provided for people to try catching trout as part of the state's Free Fish Day. Robert Holloway sat by the pond with his son Kyle, who was attempting to hook a fish. Robert says he likes that this event caters to families.
I think it's a good activity for families to come out and just to relax and enjoy being together and bonding.
And fishing.
Yep.
Utah Water Quality Extension Specialist Nancy Messner, who headed the event, says Free Fish Day relates to the Bear River Celebration in that the event is a celebration of the watershed, which sustains the fish. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Christopher Campbell.